us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for this wonderful opportunity you have given unto us again to come to church, to gather with thy people. Lord, we thank you for your watchful eyes over our lives since we left here on Sunday evening. We thank you for the abundance of your blessings. We thank you for your saving power, keeping power, protecting power, delivering power from all evil, from every wicked plans of the enemy. Left for the evil one, Satan, our enemy, your enemy. Lord, you have done us a great havoc. Lord, but we thank you very much for your angels that watches over our lives. Thank you for keeping us under the blood. Thank you for helping the students who have just resumed school. Thank you for helping the workers. Thank you for helping the business people. Thank you for those that traveled and you have brought them back safely. We commit us into your hands, O Lord. We want to thank you very much for the song leader and the song service. Thank you very much for the instrumentalists. Thank you very much for the computer operators, the engine operators, our brother in the broadcasting room over there. Thank you for our officers, the deacons and the trustees and the usher. We look up to you, Heavenly Father. Except the Lord build the house, the builders build it but in vain. Except the Lord watches over a city, the watchmen wake up but in vain. You are our Father. You have brought us to church again this evening. We look up to you for blessing from above. In the name of Jesus Christ, anything that wants to stand between us and the blessings you have in store for us, may the blood of Calvary stand for each one of us, O Lord. Those who might still be on their way, may you hasten their foot them down safely. O God, those who are going to listen on the hookup, may they be partakers of these blessings. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Be with Brother Deomi, O Lord, as he returns back, O Lord our God, from Bakatari. Protect him from all danger. Help our brother, we need to over there, O Lord, in Sapele. Glorify your name in his life, O Lord. Use him more than ever before to be a channel of blessing to your people. All over our country, in other nations, may your presence gather with thy people. May you meet with every need, O Lord. May you baptize souls with the Holy Ghost. May you heal the sick and the afflicted. May the weak be able to say, I am strong. Father, help your servant as I report for duty. Speak, Lord, your children are listening. Thank you, our Master. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Welcome to church this evening. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we place in our Bibles to the book of St. Luke, chapter 4. St. Luke's Gospel. Chapter 4. Read verse 18 and 19 and then verse 21. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty they that are bruised. Verse 19. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Verse 21. And he began to say unto them, this day this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. May the Lord bless his word to our heart. Shall we please be seated? God bless you. You are welcome to church this evening. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. want to, in that a little time before us, from the sermon we went through on Sunday afternoon, Jubilee year, 54 please, 54 October 3, Jubilee year. Now the prophet make us to know in this sermon here that our Lord Jesus Christ, he went to the temple as his manner of life is. And the priest gave him the one of the scrolls to read. And he found there where it is written that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, like that, like that. Then verse 19b says, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Don't forget, the title of our sermon is Jubilee Year. According to the scriptures, the year of Jubilee, we call it the acceptable year, the year of freedom, the year of liberty, the year to set the captives free, the year to let go the slaves, the Hebrew slave, as Bible made us to know, and the scriptures, that a Hebrew parent, because he wanted to pay a debt, and he was so poor, so he has to sell his child into a slave market. And the prophet made us to know that this Jubilee year, being an acceptable year, it is time to let all the slaves to go free. We'll say in another language, a time of emancipation, where the captives are set free. Praise the Lord. Now this slave, the Bible made them to know that, made us to know that they should set aside 7 weeks, which is a week is 7 years. 7 times 7, 49. Then the 50th year, they should let the captives go free. No matter the condition they were in, don't forget that the slave master is the sole owner, the Lord over the slave. He can do whatever he will to do with his slave because he has the paper. He can treat that slave anyhow. But the law of the Lord is that when the year of acceptable year comes, which is the year of Jubilee, the priest rode all over the country and blow the trumpet all over the country, no matter the condition of that slave. If he's owning the farm and the master, which is the Lord over the slave, was beating him, as soon as that slave hears the trumpet sounded for Jubilee, he threw down that hole. Say, I Oh, no more with this. That is, it's free. Praise the Lord. May God help us. It's free. That master had no right anymore to touch him. And the prophet is now bringing this physical maltreatment of the slave master upon the slave to the spiritual side of it. May God help us, church. Praise the Lord. It was a time to set free, to let go the slave bound by his master. And that is how it is with each one of us. One time or the other, we were under the jurisdiction of Satan. Satan is our spiritual slave master. It's the one that is directing and influencing us to do something that is contrary to the word of the Lord. Church, may God help us this evening. In the little way. Oh my. Praise the Lord. Now listen to this. Jubilee is a time of freedom. When the slave is set free. Now let me give us the dictionary meaning of emancipate. Praise God. To set free from power of another. Amen. To liberate. Offer your dominira. Freedom. Another word. To free from any controlling influence. Especially from anything which exerts under or evil influence. That is what you are one time. That is what I was one time. We were under the tax master, Satan. Satan is the one that was influencing us one time or the other. So if you are here this evening, I want to tell you the year of Jubilee is here. This is the acceptable year. Amen. This Jesus is our great emancipator. Amen. May God help us, church. If you are here, young boy or young girl, whether you are adult or you have not fully surrendered your life to Christ, this is your night. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen to this. Robert spoke to us about emancipator. Amen. Or emancipation in America. Now we have this to say. Emancipator means a person who emancipates. Now we are told that United States President Abraham Lincoln was a great emancipator. We are coming home. When he issued the Emancipation Declaration in 1863. Oh, brothers and sisters, may God help us. Physical things type spiritual. If Abraham Lincoln could do that, don't forget that it took him his life, his blood, to free the Negroes. But that is a set of people. Remember one day, when Abraham was walking in a museum, and then as he was walking, then He saw an elderly man with a little white rim on his head. And the man was, old man was just going around, going around, going around. Then he saw a box. He stopped. He peeped again. Oh. Then the brother went to him. He said, "Uncle, see, I saw you that you got scared." He said, "What made you to be scared?" He said, "Come." He said, "Look into that box." He said, "Yes, I see a white dress there with blood stain." Then he opened his side. He said, "See the slave bears that made a mark on my body." He said, "It is the blood of Abraham Lincoln that set me free." But the man said, "If the blood of Abraham Lincoln could excite a man for being free from being a slave, oh goodness me, how much more, my brother, my sister, what the blood of Jesus Christ, the great emancipator, has done for you and me on the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago. Church, may God help us." Oh, I was just thinking of a hymn. It says, "Jesus, the glorious emancipator, now and forever, he shall be mine." Then my something led me to hymn 228. Just have a little time, bear with me. Hymn 228. Listen to this, church. Hymn 228, you can display it for us, brother. "Once my heart and soul were fettered by the binding chains of sin. Oh. But the great emancipator, the Lord Jesus Christ, set me free to worship him." That is what the blood of Jesus Christ has done for you and me on the cross of Calvary. Jesus paid it all to him, I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Glory, glory, hallelujah. The chorus. Blessed be his holy name. He is a great emancipator. That is the song of the redeemed. Psalm 2 says, "Like a lost lamb, I was drifting. Oh, so helpless and alone. But the seeking shepherd found me. He led me back to my father's home." That is what the blood of Jesus Christ did for you and me. Will you let this hour go by? Young boy, young girl, man or woman, if you are not giving your life to Christ, will you let this hour go by? God forbid. Jesus paid it all. Hallelujah. It is now the time to be free from sin, because Jesus paid it all. Praise the Lord. Amen. But the Bible said, no matter how sinful you may be, how low down you would have been in the muck of sin. Oh my. Don't forget that this sounding of the proclamation for the slaves to go free in Hebrew land is a type of the sound of the gospel today. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. no matter how much, how long you might have been in sin, in unbelief, Jesus has paid it all. He has already set you free. May God help you. May God help me. Oh, Calvary did it all. He paid it all for us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't forget that the prophet made us to know the tragedy of it is this. After this has been done, that the slave will go free. It was the act of the Almighty God. It was the grace of God. The people, his loved ones, his family, his wife, his children, his papa, his mama, no, they didn't need to pay one kobo because it was an act of God. My brother, my sister, young boys and girls, it is an act of God today. Jesus sets free. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Don't let the devil deafen your ears, spiritually speaking, to the gospel. Don't let the devil sear your heart. Let it not be so. Because when Jesus was here, the people, the Jews, the religious leaders, they saw all that Jesus Christ was doing. Yet their eyes were holding. They could not recognize him to be the Messiah, to be the one to set them free, to be the one that, you know, was to pay the penalty of their sin. Don't forget that, you know, when Abraham Lincoln paid for with his blood to set the Negroes free, Jesus' blood set the whole world free. Church, may God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is no other anchor anywhere. Our anchor now is in Christ Jesus. Every other thing will be gone. Every other thing will fail. You will be gone. I will be gone. Nigeria will be no more. Your business will be no more. Your schooling will be no more. But Christ Jesus, the Word of God, eternal life, ever remains the same. It doesn't change. Church, may God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's wonderful. Think of it this evening, because we are going to pray what Jesus Christ did for you on the cross of Calvary. Salvation is free. Salvation is of the Lord. I've been hearing it all the time. But don't, you will hear it for the last time one day. May God help us. Listen, you think that people that come to the altar to cry out their heart before the Lord, you think they don't know what they are doing? You sit down there. God, you have never allowed the word of God to touch your heart. May God be merciful to your one soul. Praise the Lord. That time, I want to read something here. My brother kindly give us. Redemption in completeness in joy. Redemption in completeness in joy. I think that is the name. Yeah, with me. Yeah. 54, March 30. I want to read something here. Praise the Lord. Jubilee year. The time of freedom. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you there for me? Paragraph 18. I rather see one old-fashioned conversion. Get down to the altar and cry and boohoo through. Than to see a 10,000 stands, just say, well, I will try it. Try what? I will try it. See, it's capital IT. Try it. It's not a Christ to try. You must make up your mind. Once and for all, I want to surrender all unto him. I want to die to my own thinking. I want to die to my own ideas. I want to die to my own anything that is contrary to his word. I want to completely die. Because you cannot live until you are truly dead. Try it. It's not the Christ to try. It's one to accept. Today is the day of salvation. This is the acceptable time. Today, when you hear his voice, as you are listening now, do not harden your heart. This is the year of Jubilee. Jesus is still setting free. Hallelujah. Live or die. Can you say that from the depth of your heart? Live or die. Whether Papa will forsake me, Mama will forsake me, friends will forsake me. Live or die. Sink or drown. Take him anyhow. That's right. Amen, amen. If everybody say, I'm not going to follow Christ again. When you get the revelation, when something has been done in your heart, when a work of regeneration has been done deep down in your soul, no matter what. But Abraham said, if I pray for thousands of people tonight and they die tomorrow morning, I will still continue to pray. He said, if they die and they go up and they go to heaven and came back and said, Billy Brown, don't believe it. There is nothing to eat. Oh. Because something has happened deep down in his heart. Deep down in your heart. Let come, let go what me. You will stand anyhow. Look, a time is coming. The prophet made us to know we are going to close. After the people have heard the trumpet of Jubilee sounded by the priest to go free. The next thing is, if the man refuses or deliberately rejected, willfully rejected, brother, sister, if after you hear the gospel trumpet, listen, the gospel trumpet today is the message of the hour. Anything short of this is creed and dogma. That is why the priests in the days of Jesus Christ, the woman said the reason why the people's eyes were blinded was because they were taking human answer or human explanation of what the Messiah was supposed to be. But thank God, those who go for new before the foundation of the world, no creed can bind them today. Brother, sister, may God help us, I pray. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That is what Christ has done for us. This is the only message. Listen, I don't care whatever influence is around you. I don't care whether friends, whether whosoever influence is around you. When you catch God one time, when you come in contact, when you have a personal contact with Jesus Christ, you are completely different. You are changed from inside out. Bible said, if there's a change in you, may God help us. Jesus, the great emancipator, has done the work finished. He's inviting you this evening. Oh my. Don't remain bound. Don't remain fettered. Don't remain bound with the chain of unbelief, sin. Oh my. It will be terrible. After the man has heard the Jubilee trumpet to go and refuse, I will come to the master and say, well, in your house is better for me. I'm enjoying garlic. I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying that. As a witness, the owner, the Lord, will bring the man to the judges. Repeat what you told me before these witnesses. I told you that it is well with me. I don't want to go free. I still want to be under you. The Bible says the owner We take this man because he has already sealed his doom. We now take him to the doorpost of the temple and we take an oath, Olugongo. Abi? Ramoses? Bani? Olu? Olu? Like, that's like an ayo. Okay? And then the owner will put his ear on the doorpost and bore his ear. He's mad. No more. No more freedom. The Bible says he will serve that slave master all the days of his life. Bring it on the spiritual side of it. Satan, don't let him bind you anymore. It's your hand. Tonight is your night. This hour is your hour. This minute is your minute. Will you allow the word of God to pass over your head and not allow Christ to speak to your heart? God be merciful to you. But the man said, if you are not careful, you will serve the system you are all the days of your life. He said, no matter how much you hear the gospel, he said, it will mean nothing to you. You will only be criticizing. We'll stop here tonight. Jubilee year. Praise the Lord. The door is open. Like I said on Sunday, a red carpet has been spread for you. The angels are waiting. There is joy in heaven. Over one sinner that will truly repent and come home to the Father. Don't let this hour pass you by. Whoever you are, may God bless our soul. It is more than just coming to church. It is more than that. It is more than just being a bench warmer. It is more than just being a tight pair. It is more than just being, you know, a church. No. It's more than that. It's a personal relationship between you and Christ. Between you and Christ. When he comes into your heart, in the form of the Holy Ghost baptism, you are changed completely. May God help us, church. Once my heart and soul were fettered, the criminals, when they are doing the thing that they are doing, they are okay. But once they put the anchor on them, you just see them so bad. Sometimes they put anchor on the right and left of, you know, two people. I mean, what did I say? Chain. Anchor. So they cannot run anywhere. When they put two like this, when they put one in one, you know, one, just on one person, they are helpless. You are helpless. Satan makes you useless. He makes you helpless. You cannot free yourself from the bondage of unrighteousness, from the bondage of evil, wrong influences. But the power of the great emancipator, the name above all names, the name of Jesus Christ, sets free. Amen. You don't need to be a captive anymore. You don't need to be a slave to smoking. You don't need to be a slave to drinking. You don't need to be a slave to fornication. If you are still a young girl, I don't know. God help us. Praise be to God. In just 30 minutes, may God take his word and place it into the appropriate heart of God's children, sons and daughters of God. Is the prayer of our prophet. I believe in 100%. Let's bow our heads. I know one thing. The word of God cannot return to God void. Go back home on Sunday. I think it was 2 days ago, Monday. I was listening to the morning sermon. I was thanking God within myself. Sister that I married, does that work as a housewife? As a housewife? As a housewife? Does it have any meaning to you? Does it take any effect upon your life? Your relationship with your husband? You have made your husband your equal. You talk one, you talk five. You are out of the will of God. Except you repent and do otherwise. Think once again. He is with us today. Hear his voice. Fetis yomure. Kosi shegmono. Housewives. Oh my, oh my. May what is happening now to our dear brother Oluwarotimi never happen to any husband here. Let me say something. Wherever Sister Mary Oluwarotimi is this evening, maybe she's. May God bless and reward. May God bless and reward our mama. It's my prayer every day, every night. In such a trying, hard time she's facing, passing through, at a time like this, it's not easy. It's not easy. Bro, sister, if it were you, check what you need to swear. That our mama is not tired. May God help us, church. Oh my, oh my. I've had a sister. Say, I'm through with my husband. Oh, goodness me. Say, I'm through with him. Ah, you forgot your marriage vow. Say, I'm through with him. You want to do anything with him again? Oh, goodness me. What a statement. That kind of a statement rings in the ears of the Almighty God. We must be careful of our utterances sometimes. Jesus is here tonight to set you free. As the great emancipator set you free to worship him in spirit and in truth, are you still at loggerhead with one another? Man, are you showing your responsibility? Are you honest with your marriage vows? Oh, mercy. Let's think on these few things, my brothers, my sisters, even those on the hook line. Don't let this hour pass you by. God, be merciful to me. May this world not fall by the wayside in our heart. May it not fall among rocks in our heart. May it not fall among thorns, but upon broken up fallowed ground. That my bring forth is expected fruit of righteousness in our heart. Pray for me, church. Enough is enough. I'm ashamed of myself. When I come here on Sunday and I'm dozing, I'm confessing this evening. Please take it up and ask God to help me and have mercy upon me. I call the shepherd of this assembly to come and commit us into the hands of the Almighty God.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you because this happens to be a sober moment, and that is why we all come to your house. Your prophet said, we do not come to your house to show our clothing, neither do we come for any other thing but to check up with our soul's salvation. As you have made a promise, O God, I will know forever, O Master, your word is settled in heaven. You are not a man that should lie, or the son of man that should repent. Whatever you have spoken is forever settled in heaven. And you can never take your word back. You say we are two or three are gathered together in thy name. There you be in the midst of them. The prophet said, when you come into the midst of your people, you do not come as an onlooker. That you come as a recording agent. They are the product of your blood that you shed at Calvary. How you foreknown them, you foreordained them. How you are to walk upon them and perfect all that concerned them for that 0 hour. And that is why each time they come to church, you say they should cast all their cares upon you, for you care it for them. Lord, we have heard your word. It is true that except the Son of Man sets you free, if he sets you free, you shall be free indeed. There is no salvation in any other, but in you and in you alone. Our Master, we have heard again your word tonight. Your children are on the altar. Some have raised their hands unto you. Some are having their personal requests. You know each and every person. And every heart is open before you. And every request is known unto you. Master, we are only praying and asking. While you are meeting the needs of your people, while you are asking the requests of your people, Master, do not pass any of us by. In the name of Jesus Christ, meet us at the point of our needs. As many, dear Master, as I know your feet with your spirit. Lord, you are the baptizer. Lord, may you baptize them with the Holy Ghost. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those that have been filled already, you promise, oh God, there is refilling. May you refill such a ones, Lord. Anywhere where doubt, where unbelief is still reigning, come on the scene, O God. Raise the standard that put the enemy to shame for your glory and for your honor. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Whatever you have started, you will never cease halfway until you bring it to completion. Thus far, your grace has helped us. The rest of the journey is in your hands. Master, you that have started with us, bless the work to completion, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Until we can say, anywhere we go, just as your servant was testifying, Lord, he told us he was Irish everywhere. The mother was half India, the father was Irish. He was high-tech part right from age 12. He goes outside within 5 minutes, he's in trouble with everybody. But when you came, the story became different. Our Master, you change it not. Come into our lives. Change us, O God. Deliver us from what we are to what you want us to be. Anything in our life that does not look like you, Father, may you take it away. In your mercy, O God, take it away, Master. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We want to be like you. Lord Jesus, may you walk upon us to be like you. Bless your servant that you have used. Replenish him for the virtue that has left him. So we'll be going into prayers. Help us, O God, to be able to put down our needs, our requests before you. And while we are doing that, help us to believe that what we have asked, we receive. You say, then shall we have it. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Our desire is that each time we come like this, never allow us to go by the same. Because your prophet said, we cannot come into your presence and return the same. He said, it's either we go better or we go worse. But we know we should be going better because you have ordained us. That each time we come to your presence, something will be said, something will be done that will better our lives. May we go better citizens of your kingdom again at the end of the service tonight. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
God bless you. We have a brother with us by the name of Brisley Jesse, if I call it well. God bless you, brother. All right, God bless you. God bless you. Can have your seat. The Lord bless you. We are grateful unto the Lord for bringing us to church and for his blessings that we have received. We trust that the blessings will be permanent in our life. On Friday, we'll have the tape service, and then trusting the Lord for Sunday for another time of fellowship. Shall we rise up on our feet? I am blessed. I am blessed.